Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to What Jail Is Like.
Name that song. Name it if you can call right now within the next.
I thought you were talking to me.
No. Next minute and a half. 359-9338.
Yeah, 1 minute and 1 minute and 30 seconds to call.
Call starting now.
And you better have the right phone.
That one, go.
Are we actually giving them anything for calling, or they just get the feel?
Okay. Special prize.
It's a special prize.
Okay.
Okay. So what's up, guys?
What is up? What sounds like 2 hours of improvisational comedy for you. One request that listeners, why are you giving me that look?
Well, I mean, isn't it for them and by extension?
By logical extension for the... Well, I was going to cover that in the next segment.
Okay, then I'll stop staring, but I'm a jerk.
Yeah, actually, I'm just trying to make you feel bad. What's one request of listeners that if we have technical problems throughout tonight, it being cold, wefts, transmitters being particularly vulnerable little creatures, that you please give us a call, 359-9338, if the power drops out at some point during the show, or we just get especially difficult to hear or understand. If your small little mind can't comprehend what we're doing, I don't want you to give us a call at that point, because that's not something that can be fixed with a transmitter. But ice and all that jazz. I mean, have you heard about this this white stuff that's falling from the sky?
Yeah, I've heard
once
that it's
again?
Really cool.
Somebody...
Actually, that was a test, guys. See, yeah. You didn't call in and tell us that it was getting hard to hear.
You guys are all such jerks. I hate you all. Not like we ever liked you, but... No, I hate you, like,
but anyway,
more negatively.
Yeah, I was actually pretty ecstatic about the white stuff falling today.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking forward to the first snowfall, although it's not sticking.
I was kind of hoping that, you know, whoever's responsible for making the snowfall would try to do something more creative this year than just white, you know?
That specific thought occurred to me, too.
A little every year, just bland old white, you know? Come on now.
Isn't this world white
enough? All the colors, seriously. It's very true. You know, that we've been blessed with in this world.
Yeah, I mean, you know, think about it. We get a blue sky, generally blue water. You know, that's just the way water tends to appear as blue. We got green grass. We got yellow snow. That's how you know you're not supposed to eat it. And
that kind of tannish, blackish, been driven upon by Lincoln continental snow.
We got beige sand, but I mean, there's plenty of other colors that haven't been represented. You know, we don't need to be reusing white.
I'm sick of all these earth tones all over the place.
Yeah.
What's up, nature?
Seriously.
What are you?
What's up with the earth tones, nature?
What are you? You're a spring and a spring and a fall? Is that what you are?
Jeez.
Let's get some winter colors in here.
Yeah, so if I highly support writing to your local congressman and demanding that snow be purple this year. Plaid snow. That
seriously,
wouldn't be bad.
It would have to fall in perfect alignment with each other.
Hey.
It could happen. You know,
can put a man on the moon.
Yeah, you can put a man on the moon. Damn, we'll get us some.
So you know,
snow.
I mean business now. You know, because I lurched forward in my chair.
Yes.
You know, when the feet come off the table, and I stop slacking off, and I lean forward, that's when the serious comedy starts. So I'm totally ready now.
Because Mark and I cannot sustain the serious comedy by ourselves. It's only when the lurching comedic leviathan that is Matt Trupia manages to slump forward towards the microphone. Brought to life by some grim deity.
I'm just writing down lurching comedic leviathan. I'm going to put that on my resume.
2 years experience.
And in 1998 and 99, I served as lurching comedic leviathan on What Jail Is Like. So can I have a job?
Oh, jeez.
Sure, this is the fry. This is where we make the fries. The little machine over there portions them out for you and then keeps track of how long you have to cook them.
Jeez, why do people suck so bad? Seriously. We give you a week every time to pull your stuff together, and you still don't.
All right, if you can call in the next minute and a half and tell us why you suck so bad, we'll give you
359-9238. Free something.
Free
happy gift.
So I'm very curious to see what happens. This next CD that we're going to play after this segment by a band called The Charlatans, and they sent us a single that's got a video on the single. Track number 4 is the video. And I don't know. What happens if I play the video?
I don't know. I think you should.
I'm kind of curious.
Don't go there, man. That's not
I'm not going to go on a tread, but I'm kind of curious.
It's either going to be just phenomenal brilliance, or it's going to be akin to the time you had all that stuff weighted down on the turntable and you just spun it.
Yes.
So, just crap flying everywhere and
hitting the pig. You know, I don't think you have balls like that, man. You're no Ted Nugent.
No, it's true. I'm not.
Take a Ted Nugent, a guy with Ted Nugent-sized balls, to play track number four.
I'm really the kind of guy who shoots his CDs with an actual gun instead of the courageous route, which is to shoot my CD with a
bow and arrow. Unless you grow some Nugentarian-sized nuts.
Yeah. I don't see that happening in the near future.
You're very Nugentarian in a lot of ways.
I am.
Your gruff demeanor.
My gruff demeanor, my flowing curly locks, my pungent odor.
Your hatred of anybody different than yourself.
My penchant for muscle shirts, even though I only weigh 85 pounds.
The Nugentarian revolution starts right here, everybody.
Well, I heard he got sick of bows, so he sharpened his children. And now he fires them.
It's really the only humane option.
You know, it's really awesome when you see his like, 5-year-old son like go right through a deer's temple.
Come out the other side unscathed.
And then he can, you know, pick the deer up and bring it back to daddy.
It's all about respect for the animal. I mean, you know, it's really the only way to shoot to respect the animals if you shoot it through the head with your own child.
Well, and, you know, the kids don't mind so much having their heads shaved down with, you know, a plane every every weekend.
I'm going to say this about hunting. I've said this before and I'll say it again. I have no problem with hunting under certain conditions. Those conditions being that, okay, fine, we have thumbs and we're tool makers. That's what nature gave us. Fine. You go out and kill a bar. That's bear in, you know, central Illinois lingo.
Bar.
A bar wearing nothing but a leather loincloth and a flint knife. And I will pat you on the back all day. You don't have to eat it. In that case, if you do that, hey, I don't care if you're just killing for sport at that point. You kill a bear with a flint knife wearing nothing but a leather loincloth. Hey, you the man.
Although you really ought to consider taking up knitting, because it's far more rewarding, ultimately.
Well, it is.
Anyway, go ahead.
But, you know, but otherwise, what's the point? You know, you're going to show your technological dominance over a deer by shooting it with a high-powered laser-scoped rifle with armor-piercing rounds?
My main concern with hunting is that it be clear at all times who exactly is the hunter and who exactly is the hunted, because I'm told that's a problem frequently.
Well, it's the thrill of the chase, you know, when the little fawn is trembling beneath its mother. You know, the hunter doesn't know if he's going to make it out or not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he doesn't know if he's going to be able to grab the cooler in time, you know? And so, it's kill or be killed, really, especially when you're, you know, you're hunting pheasants or fawn, you know?
You know how they have safety orange? Like, safety orange, the official color of hunters, you know?
So hunters and prisoners.
And prisoners, which there's a strange correlation between the two. I was at Meyer this past Friday night.
As long as we're giving equal props to all the 24-hour commercial store giants.
And they had a, like, kind of like ski mask type, like, thermal face things, like full hoods with, like, these weird, like, SWAT team looking masks. And they had a bunch of them that were in bright orange. But then in the back, like the back of the rack, they had two of them that were wood camouflaged completely.
Awesome.
Like a whole head cap, face mask, cover everything, but like but your eyes and like your lips,
which you would put with makeup like
over. With like what looked like bark.
Nice.
Yeah, the like everything the hunter on the need needs hunter on the go needs to get his head blown off by his drunken friend Al. I got the deer in him. Oh, Jimmy, I thought I could shoot through that branch.
Watch me throw my bow knife at this tree.
Like, why would you do that? Like, you know, hey, yeah.
So now I'm leading.
I look
I'm
just like a deer. Do you have any deer camouflage? Look, Al, I got a new hunting hat. Look, it makes me look like a bear.
So now I'm leaning forward. I'm lurching.
You're back to being a Leviathan.
I'm strewn all over the...
you're like the Kraken of comedy is what you are. You come up, you rear your head.
That's going down. And then you...
Kraken of comedy.
Amazing stuff.
Thanks.
So, going on in the world this week. Oh, he's loving it. Going on in the world this week, lots of people protesting various things. People concerned. In various places.
Seattle in uproar.
Yes. People protesting Seattle.
Okay, so
well, you know, it's been just hanging out in the corner of our freaking country for a little too long, if you ask me, just doing nothing, you know, waiting for something to happen.
Well, no, who do we have to blame for the popularity of both, lattes and the grunge fad of the mid and early 90s? Seattle. Somebody, they're really better. There should be a United Nations coalition against it. Somebody should put some sanctions, an embargo on Seattle and all its exports.
Well, you know,
they're bastards.
Sounds good to me.
Got an argument with someone that I work with, talking about the World Trade Organization meetings and everything, about how, we want to put sanctions against China. And, you know, how we say, oh, we take this moralistic stance, ooh, China's a bad place. First of all, I don't think that's a moralistic stance. Like, that's kind of like saying, oh, Satan's the devil. You know, there's bad things that go on there. There's bad things that go on here, too, but there's really bad things that go on there. I got in this big, long argument with someone who claimed that we do everything worse than China does. Like, any human rights violation that China, I can't think of the word. It starts with a P. China, does to its people.
Perpetrates
upon its own people. We perpetrate those violations 100-fold.
Wow.
When asked, what? That was the answer right there. That was it.
Yeah.
So, I want to know, have you guys been to China lately?
Not since last week.
I went Wednesday.
Was it really that bad?
It was
pretty bad, I thought.
It was bad, but you know what, though? They got flying cars over there.
Yeah, kind of.
They're ready for the millennium, just like everybody promised. It's like Jetsons, man.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's like really oppressive communist rule, but they have flying cars and stuff. That's kind of like the trade-off, you know?
Oppressive communist rule, flying cars and stuff.
It's like in Fifth Element, they have like floating coffee bars and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. So, it's not so bad.
Well, then maybe we should be giving them. I'd like some flying cars.
Yeah. Well, that's an even trade. I think the government, knows what the people want. And in return, the people just remain quiet and put up with hundreds and hundreds of years of tyranny.
Hmm.
I don't think that's such a bad trade-off.
Oh, sure. I mean, you don't have to wait in line or anything.
Mm-hmm. No.
Not bad.
What are your takes on all this, rioting and looting and maiming and raping and pillaging that's occurring?
Kill the bastards. Find who the bastards are. Kill them. Repeatedly. Devise a way to bring the bastards back.
Because the bastards always have that tricky way of coming back voodoo. To life. Seriously.
Yes, repeatedly kill the bastards.
They have the resident, Haitian voodoo doctor and brings them all back to life, so.
I don't know.
We need Bruce Campbell, clearly.
You definitely need Bruce Campbell.
I think that's the answer to this whole World Trade Organization thing.
Yeah, replace the World Trade Organization with Bruce Campbell, certainly. Totally, I don't know. This program doesn't really have time or the space to go into depth on the World Trade Organization. But
we're concerned about Demokrakaki Now, though.
Right. We want our Demokrakaki Now. And I just think if you think about the whole principle of a World Trade Organization, who elected these people? That they're regulating these things and we have no control over them, you begin to see just the beginnings, the shadowy outline of the massive problem that the World Trade Organization represents.
Right, well, yeah. And, in a world...
Yes.
...trade organization where men and, women live or die by the sword, will a man who is prophesied to rise and fight the evil actually show up, and will it be Kevin Sorbo?
New from Miramax.
So another thing that I noticed in the news this week, which is really very unfortunate, is another thing that people aren't talking about the true causes behind, is NASA sent another ship to Mars to land on Mars. You really feel bad for them because they got to start a couple of years in advance. They send it off, they wait a couple of years, and now this polar lander. Spaceship that's supposed to crash into Mars and check out Mars, send some stuff back. Polar Lander hasn't made it. At least last I checked, they think something went wrong with the ship and nobody's heard from it.
How long has it been up there?
They got to send those things out at least a year and a half in advance.
They didn't just launch it. It was supposed to hit Mars.
It was supposed to hit Mars on Thursday or Friday, and they still haven't heard from it.
Well, maybe the Martians ate it.
Yeah, that's something that, I mean, how are we going to react if somebody, you know, flings something into Earth, you know, and one just wants to check Earth out?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
We'd freak out.
Yeah, so
They sent, you know.
I think the anti-Martian embargoes that have come out of this are really unfair.
Yeah, I really do, too.
Yeah.
I mean, really, what did we do when they sent Pat Robertson down? Mm-hmm. We freaked out. You know, I mean, granted, now he's hanging out and stuff. But still, when he first got here, you know, from Mars.
Serious business.
We were a little freaked.
Well, you know, you guys have been a lot more politically conscious. I mean, I know that it's a stipulation of your parole.
Mm-hmm.
Civic-mindedness.
Yeah. You know,
8 years of civic mindedness
over the public airwaves, and I appreciate that. But I mean, I didn't get arrested. You know, I made it out of there in time.
Yeah.
I kept my dirty rat mouth shut.
I regret nothing.
You know? Well, I couldn't believe you smacked Mark in the kneecaps with a lead pipe in order to slow him down.
There
so
wasn't
you could
enough.
Get away.
Well, yeah, there was enough room in the car. I figured, you know.
And just but there was enough room in the car for you and me, proven by the fact that I was in the car for the first, you know, half a mile of the getaway, and then you just decided to stop, turn towards me, kick me real hard in the chest.
I just thought it'd be
knock me out of the car.
I thought it'd be suspicious, you know. A cop sees a car going down the road with two people in it, and you know, and then all of a sudden you're in jail.
You know, although it's certainly causing me plenty of problems. I really do support the enforced political consciousness as a stipulation of prisoners' paroles, because it makes your head really hurt.
Well, we take you now to actually audio clips that they're playing out on the airwaves. This is Harry. He's he's been in jail for a long time, as you might be able to tell. And as part of it, he had to make a public service announcement over the airwaves, and they're playing on the local radio stations. here we go.
Hi. I'm a murderer. I murdered several hundred thousand young women in cold blood.
Harry says don't do drugs. So you can see they're, you know, these are just winning people over.
Yeah, I mean, people are really listening to the messages of mm-hmm. these people.
So,
you know, I want to just take a quick side note, because this meant a lot to me, and I don't know how you guys feel about this, but Madeleine Kahn died a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And I took that real hard. Because, I'm not at all being facetious here. Like, Blazing Saddles, you know, one of the founding notions of my comedic psyche, grew up on that movie, and she'll, you know, she was a Levon Stupp. You can't get around that. And Clue and Young Frankenstein, all those great movies. So let's mm-hmm. have just a quick moment of silence. Nothing, you know, Del Close-ian, but a moment of silence for the passing of you know, Madeleine Kahn.
Moment of silence right now.
Yeah. Just
starting right now?
Yeah, just starting right now.
Wait, it's right now? What, or I after mean, you
say right now?
Countdown. I'll count to three and then we'll have.
So it's after three or on three?
After three.
Okay.
One, two, three, silence. So where four would be instead of four, silence.
You were talking, though.
Yeah.
That was a demonstration.
After the silence started, you started talking.
You ready? Here we go. One, two, three.
How long was one of these things last?
Yeah. That was fine.
Okay.
All right.
Well, because I didn't know if you were going to give us a
shut
nod,
up.
A nod or something. Or, like, can you speak to break some silence? Is that okay? Does that speaking get included into the silence? Or is the silence, cease as soon as the speaking commences?
I'm gonna snap your little twig neck. You understand that?
Oh, but very, very true. Very serious point. It's always sad when somebody like that goes, you know, somebody who is so influential
mm-hmm.
in the field of comedy, which, well, you know, we owe a lot to.
Yeah.
So. You know, that we dominate over, but owe a lot too.
Well, right. And if you guys don't know who Madeleine Kahn is, you know, rent Blazing Saddles, rent Clue. Check out these fine performances.
Okay. Well, let's go to a song now, because it's about that time.
Yeah.
But what do we got coming up next? He said with the same evil grin he has every week when he asks that question.
Oh, we need to discuss and talk about it.
All right, we'll discuss during this song. If you got anything to say, 359-9338.
Yeah, do it.